Welcome back to another episode of the Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast, man. It is literally 5:23 in the morning. I am not speaking too loud because obviously I'm in my office and my fiance is over there sleeping. But I wanted to do this podcast last night. But I just decided it would have been great to get it off my chest because this is what I love so much about podcasts when egregious things do happen and they very seldom do. I like to hurry up and just get it off my chest and just try to make it as a lesson to everyone out there. And this one is very similar to what had happened earlier this year in January, if you had heard my podcast before. But to be honest with you, to break this down and even to, to build a little bit of a foundation, here in Thailand, people, employees, people who aren't driven. And again, there aren't that many driven people in the world. There are people who just go through life, a casualty, right? And these are people who come back from their weekends and I'm like, hey, so what did you do? Oh, I just slept and ate and slept. These are people who don't have any goals, any ambitions, any drive, any anything in their life. And it's not their fault. It's just who they are. But I could tell you right now, if you were to ask them how content they are probably on a scale 1 to 10, maybe probably a 2. And I used to work for these companies where people would show up with attitudes and people would show up and not say anything and this and that. And I started working at a logistics company. And you guys probably heard me mention this on my podcast before, but I never revealed the details in terms of how these women were. But Japanese company, little startup, happened in 2016. This guy, the Japanese guy, is fantastic. Now, the thing is, I'm guessing he's the one that encouraged them to learn English because, they just sucked, I guess. And when you force someone to do something they don't want to do, this is exactly what happened when I was teaching the big project outside of Bangkok for 120 hours. Those students, I went from having upwards of 100 students at one point to the last classes being like before the test. The test didn't really count, but the last classes before that probably had only about 15 max. And this is because they have no drive. They have nothing. They're not excited about going to work. They're not looking to improve themselves. There was only one student who looked at improving themselves, and the other one literally just came on board probably a month and a half before the course even ended. And so, by looking at that, and by even, seeing exactly how these companies are and whatnot, I give them the benefit of the doubt. I got presented with a company that was in the hardest, in the heart of the business district. I was like, yeah, man, I'll be able to get out of the house and get out there and go there again and do this and do that. Because, sometimes living in suburbia, man, it could be a little bit boring if I'm not traveling so often. Now that that foundation was laid, I remember, coming into the office the first day and I really didn't take anything from it. They really weren't much big talkers, to be honest. They were trying to set up the Zoom call, but when they finally started coming in and I started speaking to them, they were very funny. They were very open. They would laugh and this and that, but that was the first class. And last night was supposed to be the eighth class. And I could tell you right now, in my last class, it left a little bit of a bad taste. If you say, Arsenio, you did cancel it very often. Is it really because, Is it really because you get home late at night and it's hard for you to fall asleep and blah, 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 blah? Well, yeah, I would use anxiety as as that. But if I actually went to a company and trained at a company and I had so much fire, enthusiasm, and the people were giving me back so much, would I be excited about going there? And, would I cancel as often as I did? No, I wouldn't. How about the other two rich kids that I was, teaching just outside Bangkok? Would I go there or would I cancel often? No, well, if they were more in the city limits, I would, but because of the rain and everything, I just don't want to 2 hours to go there, 2 hours to come home. Yeah, not really worth it at all. And so I told myself in the second to last class, there were about seven of them sitting there. And their laughing had gone away over the classes, and you could say, oh, maybe because they're stressed, you can make excuses for them, it's all good, but it just continued to get more like of a chore, more of like teaching at a technical college where these students are not here to learn English. You guys are wasting my fucking time. Get the fuck out of my face. And I remember there was one girl who, I'm telling you, out of the set, six or seven people, every time I try asking a question, it's, I'm not asking you the fucking square root or the mathematical formula for Einstein's bullshit. You guys were very able to answer these questions probably 3 to 4 sessions ago, but now you're just sitting there just looking at me. You're not engaging in conversation. You don't care. You really don't give a fuck. The only one that used to give a fuck was a girl named Pat. And then in the last class, she just kept saying it with a little bit of an attitude. I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand. But she said it in Thai. And then even I broke it down in the most very fucking easy way that she would understand probably definitely 2 weeks prior. She would still say, I don't understand with a little bit of an attitude. And then after that class, I'm just like, I went downstairs, and it never really dawned on me. But I canceled for like the next 8, 9 days just to get my head right, just to figure out exactly, Arsenio, is this something you really want to do? But to be honest, yesterday I didn't think of anything. I said, okay, I'm gonna go in here, I'm gonna teach and this and that. I got a really good, lesson. And guys, to be honest with you, the same lesson I had taught them is the same lesson I had taught another one of my dentista. She's a dental hygienist right now. She's getting ready to do her little graduate program so she could become a licensed dentist in America, at the University of Michigan, the number one in America for dental school. I did the same thing with her. We went through only 7 questions and talked about so many different things that were actionable. Jesus Christ, I was in a class of 8 Thai students, and it's all about having a desire and an enthusiasm to get better and improve. If you just sit there with your hands crossed, crossed like over your chest, like what are we doing here? Like, what is your purpose? What is your intent? You're being forced. I'm sorry, I don't teach 4 students. I don't train 4 students. I need something back from you. I am fucking going. I go on a 1.5 hour trek to bring my services here for you to sit there with your hands across your motherfucking chest. Are you shitting me? And to be honest with you, after all that had happened, I went there with a free mind, nothing whatsoever, no baggage. I didn't want to go in there a little bit early to eat, because I was just a little bit scared. So I said, okay, let me just eat outside for a little bit. It'll be all right. Let me just eat outside. And so I did the office. And then when I walked in, I said, okay, let's see. You guys haven't seen me in 10 days. At least say fucking hello. Guys, it's a small office. Every last one of those employees in there, I teach every last one of them. I walk in. I said, hello. No one said anything. Pat, the one that just kept saying, I don't understand, I don't understand. She looked at me, looked back at her computer. The tomboy, she looked at me and just gave me a nod. They weren't working, they were all talking amongst each other. I walk around the other corner to see the other 8 that were there, and I said, hello. 2 of them looked at me, looked back at their monitor. I sat down, no one said anything to me. Excuse fucking me. At 5:55, I had a feeling. That feeling was, Arsenio, are you going to stay here? Are you going to stay here? And I started messaging my fiance. I said, you know what, to be honest with you, I'm not going to be coming back here tomorrow. I mean, Thursday. Today's my last day. But then another voice came and said, do you even want to stay here for the next 2 hours to teach them for the very last time? Why? What's the point? What are you going to be getting from it? You could be spending time at home with your fiance. You could be talking about a variety of things, which I did. Man, I kid you not, at 5:56, I remember one of the girls who always likes to like cold shoulder me. I don't know why. She got up from her seat, went around. I'm just in a room by myself, but I'm hearing all the chatter outside. And I'm just like, did they just not say anything to me? I don't expect you to stand up and say, hello, how are you? No, because even at the really bad company that I had taught at the beginning of this year, the 120 hours, The people who did show up, at least they did say something. Now, there were three little bitches in there that I did not like. They would just come in and sit down, and I would just ignore the fuck out of them because they always had really bad attitudes. And I told them on the course report, I was like, you got a terrible attitude. You don't deserve a certificate. And that was the end. Like, I literally bombarded them with so much horrid shit, right? And so, to be honest with you, I was just like, I was just confused, to be honest with you. But I knew that my intuition said, Arsenio, get up, get out. I didn't want to ask my fiance. I didn't want to ask anything. I said, get up, get out. I grabbed my bag. And as I was walking out, I don't really recall looking at anyone, but I just said, oh, I'll be right back. I walked down that hallway and I took that elevator down. I went all the way to the end of the train line where my girlfriend picked me up. That was it. I never, that was the second time in my life I ever walked out of a job because I'm here to do you service. I'm not expecting a resounding ovation. I'm just expecting you to say hello. You're not the driver. I don't expect you to say hello, even though they would say hello to me too when I went to that company before. But if I were to stay there, even for the last 2 hours, what would the point be? What would happen? All of them who didn't even say anything to me, they're going to walk into my personal room where I do the training and they're not even going to say hello. They're not even going to ask me how my weekend was. I'm going to have to try to build up this conversation and do an activity with them where they're just going to say, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I'm like, you know what? Let's leave it right there. I literally got up and walked the fuck out. And you know what's crazy? We're gonna be going over the Wheel of Life coming up real soon. A little bit of mismanagement. I think I've been spending too much money on like food and stuff like that. But let's just say, a rough time is based on my own self-imposed thing had come, and I'm like, damn. And I went there. That was supposed to be the eighth class. Did I see any money of that? No, because five classes, which is 10 hours, are just a deposit. The other two classes, I don't even know if she's going to pay me that. But this is the problem when you're working with another agency because they want to make sure that you sit it out, and they do expect the teacher to go through the entire project. But to be honest with you, I could find 500 different ways of spending my evening far better. I could be teaching my own online thing, creating courses and stuff at home, being even with my fiance. I don't need that money. I literally travel 2 hours there and I lose sleep some days. Thank God I haven't had to take melatonin in like, oh my God, I haven't had to take that in 3 weeks already because I finally calmed down. I did suffer from anxiety because I thought I would just never fall asleep. But now that I'm in control, I fall asleep in 2 seconds now. But I just, that was a moment where I had to just ask myself and say, you know what? No. I'm not going to allow you to I feel like it's very disrespectful. When I say hello, I expect you to say hello to me. There are 11 of you. You're talking amongst yourself this, that. Hello, teacher. How are you? Da, 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 da. Say much. And don't give me that. Oh, we don't speak bullshit. I have someone who spoke much less English than anyone in that room. Her name's Viana, Brazilian student, and she speaks a hell of a lot of English now. And I totally understand her senior, but she pays privately, she works online, this and that, that. Because she gives a fuck about her growth. It seems like you guys were pressured to learn. And it's just like the other two rich students that I had taught before and stuff like that. The first day teaching him, it was very difficult, but the guy at least, he asked me questions, which was phenomenal. And his girlfriend, I believe it's his girlfriend. I don't even fucking know. But his girlfriend, at the time, she was just a little bit confused. But the last time I had taught them, which was the third time, she would like, she had a lot to say. She spoke a lot. And I'm just like, wow, okay, all right. So, to be honest with you, because they paid, not their Japanese boss who paid like this company. And this is what I absolutely wanted to do with the company about 5 years ago when I was working with the Trash Ash Language Center, because apparently the sorry ass HR manager at Marigot is the name of the company. And the HR manager was saying, oh, he uses his hands too much. He's too this. He's too personable. He has too much of a person. The most outlandish discuss. I was absolutely flabbergasted. And I said, there's no way in hell any human being has ever said this to me for the 29 years I was on the planet at the time then, complaining about a beautiful personality. See, if I had all authority then, and there was, and I was working for the same, services that I, am right now, on a part-time basis, like a freelancing basis, I would have walked the fuck out of there and never spoke to him again. But I was forced to continue working at that trash ass company with those sorry ass employees and the racist as fuck, especially going back to 2015. I had to keep dealing with their bullshit. But to be honest with you, man, I'm so grateful that I now have control. I literally got up and walked the fuck out. And I'm just not gonna take that. I'm not, if I had any dignity, if I didn't have any dignity, I would stay there. But to be honest with you, I would have been sending an email this morning saying, hey, fuck right off with that bullshit ass company. The motherfucking employees are trash. They're wasting my fucking time. They don't want to be there. I'm good. I could spend a lot of other ways. And you know what? With the same company, man, I had to teach an international school student. This motherfucker, I would ask him 5 million questions and he would say nothing. I'm like, bro, you're wasting my motherfucking time. But at the time, I kind of needed the money at the beginning of 2021 because everything had shut down because all the shutdowns and stuff like that. So I had to bite the bullet and say, oh my God, okay, well, today's gonna be one of these days. But to be honest with you, I would just ignore him and then he would just finally start speaking to me after 45 minutes or 1.5 hours, or when his father, of course, came. When his father came, he would hurry up and start acting like a good kid. But I told myself, I said, man, I'm never going to do this for the money again. And I don't know what it is about rich bitches or companies or this or that. And you know what's even more funny? I got to go to a new company tonight. It's an oil company right around the corner from where I live, about 5 kilometers, three miles away. Take a little grab taxi bike, which is only about $1.50. But for some reason, this is with my main job here. And my main job here, every company they've given me, whether it's Preform Line, it's a company in the industrial estate, or it's an insurance company, they have been actually really good. However, the company that I got before, it's a Worldwide Vision of Thailand, as a matter of fact. And when I first started teaching them, to be honest with you, online, keep in mind, in all three of those companies, the insurance company, the Preform Line, and the industrial estate, and this, and the one that I'm teaching right now on Thursdays, they're all online. But the one that I'm teaching on Thursday right now, the first time I taught them, I had a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth too. I said, man, these motherfuckers, y'all motherfuckers better speak up. Y'all just sitting there just looking at me. This ain't how it's gonna be. And it's so funny, man. Even with my job, there's another branch. And I had told you guys about this probably last August, if I'm not mistaken, where last year in August, where, my lessons are very conversation based. And if you're not going to bring your A game and you just think I'm just going to sit there and lecture, get the fuck out of here. This ain't a lecture. I'm not a fucking professor. We got to engage. How the fuck are you going to get better at English? And I remember that lady, so many people were dropping out of my class because I would put them on the spot and say, okay, all right, so how was your day? Oh, no, don't ask me. And the next thing you know, the stupid bitch that would work at that place would ask them, oh, what's wrong? Oh, this, oh, that. And then she would jump in my class all the time and see how I taught and literally bombard my students with questions. Oh, how is he? How is he? How is he? Call them every fucking week to see if something was wrong with me and would never give me work. And this is obviously because she has a vendetta, a personal vendetta against me. And I told her, I don't work at your branch anymore. Don't you ever fucking call me again. Funny, she ended up sending me a message and tried calling me. Oh, are you free? Bitch, block. Get the fuck out of here. Bitch, do you not remember what you did last year? The fuck out of here. And then you're gonna ask all my students, and of course, there's a lot of Chinese students at that specific language center. Oh, no, we want to just learn in the book. We want to learn in the book or send you to teach in the book. Fuck you. How about you go get a find a white boy off the street to teach in the motherfucking book? How about that? Oh man, I got zero. Listen, I'm 34. I do fulfilling work. I do fulfilling work. I want to do work that is fulfilling for my soul and that I see progress in my students. That's why coming up in the next 15 minutes, I have a dentist that I'm going to be teaching. There's another dentist I'm going to be teaching right after that, and another dentist, and another dentist, and then a manager that works for Unico, a Thai student. But she's actually very engaging, and I'm going to be giving her the same motherfucking story as I'm going to be giving every motherfucking every student and everything else. You need to show up with your A game. What is your intent? If you sit there in a meeting in life and you just have your hands crossed across your chest and you don't want to engage and get better at life, then what the fuck is life for? What is life for? Because if I fucking travel so far for you to just sit there and say nothing in a room, and then you're going to try to make excuses and play victim, fuck you. I just walked out on you. That goes to show you that I have all the power in the world and that I do not tolerate bullshit. And so, with that being said, people, that's the second time I ever walked out of a job. And the other job was obviously this Egyptian dental therapist had accosted me at a horrific, my first horrific job in Australia, in Melbourne, in a suburb called Footscray. And he came to me and said, "There's no bib on the pit." He started screaming at me. I said, "Well, what the hell do you want me to do? You just told me to come out here to grab something." I walked out of that job. They only paid me probably about 40% of what I had been working for those 3 weeks too. One of the worst jobs I ever had. And I was living in a horrible, I had horrible housemates from Mauritius too. Horrible job, horrible housemates. Man, it was a horrible first few months living in Melbourne, Australia in 2011. That was the last time I walked out of a job. As a matter of fact, I walked out of another job, but I didn't walk out of there. I just gave them a 1 week notice and I told them to fuck right off. But I didn't walk out. I just gave him a 1 week notice because I was done with this lady's bullshit. And man, to be honest with you, I'm so grateful that I did that. Know your worth. Please do fulfilling work. I don't give a damn how old you are, but I am 34. I don't give a fuck about your little 20, 25, 30, $35 about the fuck out of here. I don't need that bullshit. Keep it for yourself. And with that being said, people, that's all I got. Please know your worth and do not allow, if people are not giving you, again, time, energy, return, money, and sanity. My time, very low, having to travel out there. My energy, I gave everything. Y'all gave me nothing. The money, not even fucking worth it. Might not even see any of that fucking money. Me traveling down there damn near 8 times. Shit, I probably fell out of pocket at a couple of $100 and I get nothing in return. And then again, the return, zero. Money, nothing. And my sanity, zero. That's a project that I dropped off. And boy, was I scared at the beginning. But boy, I can tell you right now, I'm going to be rewarded. I'm going to be rewarded because that's exactly what my intuition was telling me. Arsenio, the fuck out of here. I got something for you. I got something for you. Come on, hurry up. Get on out of here. So, with that being said, people, stay tuned. Over and out.